It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Ex-Husbands, a comedy that has its own ways of dealing with divorce and breakups. As the film begins, a New York dentist played by Griffin Dunne is told by his father, Richard Benjamin, that he's getting divorced. That same dentist is also getting divorced from his wife, Patricia Arquette. Their eldest son, played by James Norton, is breaking up with his fiance, and their second son, played by Miles Heiser, finally admits he's gay, but his married lover can't come out of the closet. What was supposed to be a bachelor weekend for the brothers, and what was supposed to be a personal trip for their father, ends up becoming a clash in Mexico. Ex-Husbands was written and directed by Noah Pritzker, who based it on his own parents' divorce after 35 years of marriage. This movie is more low-key than funny, but it does resonate with reality based on how the characters deal with their turmoil. They're all brilliantly portrayed by Dunne, Norton, and Heiser, who deliver their acting on delicate balances and know how to adapt with the film's melancholy tone. Ex-Husbands is a charming and sad film that doesn't oversell or overdramatize its characters, and Pritzker, whom I never heard before, expresses his own family drama with truth and consistency. 3 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs up for The Monkey, thumbs up for The Gorge, thumbs down for Old Guy, thumbs down for The Unbreakable Boy, and thumbs up for Ex-Husbands. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Woody Harrelson and Simu Liu in the rescue drama Last Breath, and also my dead friend Zoe with Sonequa Martin-Green as a soldier dealing with her dead friend played by Natalie Morales. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.